From Features Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Hume. US President Barack Obama and French President François Hollande are meeting to discuss Syria at the start of the French president's visit to the US. Earlier, Syria's ally Russia promised that the chemical weapons stockpiles would be at the coast for shipment to offshore destruction by March 1st. Meanwhile, in Geneva, UN envoy Lakhdar Brahimi says talks between the Assad regime and the Syrian opposition are going nowhere. In Washington, US President Barack Obama says he's talking with allies such as the French and others about all possible options on Syria policy.
The situation is fluid, and we are continuing to explore every possible avenue to solve this problem because it's not just heartbreaking to see what's happening to the Syrian people. It's very dangerous for the region as a whole, including friends and allies partners like Lebanon or Jordan that are being adversely impacted by it.
Meanwhile, a key mandate within President Barack Obama's troubled health care law, which affects medium-sized businesses, has once again been delayed. It affects firms of 50 to 99 workers who will now avoid tax penalties until 2016. One of the most senior figures sentenced by the United Nations-backed War Crimes Tribunal for their role in the Rwandan genocide has been acquitted. William Denzelow reports from FSN's New York Bureau.
In a judgment released Tuesday, the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda's decision to charge General Augustin Ndidlimana with genocide has been reversed. This comes after a judgment stated that the ex-paramilitary police chief had little command over those that carried out the killing of over 800,000 Tutsis and moderate Hutus and opposed the massacres. Ndidlimana was a free man before the judgment, as his sentence was set at the 11 years he spent in custody, awaiting his trial, having been arrested in Belgium in the year 2000. William Denslow, New York.
Tributes have been paid to Shirley Temple, the former child star who has died in the United States at the age of 85. She first rose to prominence in the 1930s after getting her first role on the silver screen at the age of just 3. But as our US correspondent Simon Marks reports, she went on to have an illustrious second career after she retired from the cinema.
On the good ship, Lollipop.
She's best known worldwide as the child star who took audiences aboard the good ship Lollipop and put animal crackers in her soup. But Shirley Temple had a second career as a US diplomat, serving as ambassador first to Ghana, then in 1989 to Czechoslovakia, just as the Velvet Revolution against communism unfolded. She was a witness to the birth of the Czech Republic and widely commended for her role as US ambassador during a turbulent time, a woman who forsook Hollywood for the world of diplomacy, saying that she had had enough of pretend. Simon Marks, New York.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A plane has crashed in Algeria with more than 100 passengers and crew feared dead. The Algerian military transport plane crashed into mountains in the country's northeastern Touraine. So far, one survivor has been found, with women and children among the 71 bodies recovered. Search and rescue operations continue. British Prime Minister David Cameron says money is no object in the relief efforts as floods cover large parts of southern England. In an emergency press conference from Downing Street, the British leader said he'd cancelled a trip to the Middle East next week. That's to deal with the relief efforts. The wettest winter in 250 years has prompted widespread flooding in parts of the country for the past 2 months. In recent days, thousands more homes along a large stretch of the River Thames have been flooded, causing misery to residents and widespread disruption to transport services. The Prime Minister says people could rest assured the government would help them recover.
And my message to the country today is this: money is no object in this relief effort. Whatever money is needed for it will be spent. We will take whatever steps are necessary.
And that's the latest feature story news. Rebecca Hume reporting.